Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager as we talk about the waters of the U.S. Back with Scott in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
He's the Chief Environmental Counsel of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And one of the topics that Scott Yeager and I have talked about a lot over the years is WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., now known from the Trump administration era as the Navigable Waters Protection Plan. President Joe Biden and his EPA want to scrap all that and do their own.
Yes. So it took a while for us to see how the Biden administration would play its hand. But now we are seeing the cards in their hand, and the cards are repeal and replace the Trump Navigable Waters Protection Rule. They recently announced that they would be doing that. And before they officially propose a rulemaking, they're going to do a very robust outreach process. So there's a number of listening sessions that'll be followed by regional roundtables throughout the country, where, again, they're soliciting input and feedback from farmers, ranchers, and regulated industry about this issue. It's like Groundhog Day, the Bill Murray movie from the 90s where he just kept living the same day. It feels like we're back in 2017 going through the process the Trump administration went through to undo the Obama rule. Now that's playing out again here with the Biden administration trying to undo the Trump rule. So we're about to start climbing up this mountain again. And so we're gearing up here at the cattle industry. We've had a lot of good conversations with our grassroots producers and our state affiliate, because where you are in the country, it's going to have a different perspective than WOTUS. California, you got things like vernal pools. Texas, you got Playa Lakes. Dakotas, you've got prairie potholes. So there's different regional water features that they need to be aware of and account for. And they need to be aware of how the cattle industry interacts with our features. You know, for example, our cattle producers use stock ponds to water their cattle. We need to make sure that things like stock ponds are not regulated as a WOTUS. And that was actually one of the great things about the Trump rule, is that it had very clear and robust exclusions for agriculture. So we're going to have the pressure on us to make sure we're telling our story and that they're hearing us and listening to us, so that hopefully we get through this process and we have something that we can live with.
I guess what job one is maybe to vigorously protect those standards that were in place in the Trump rule, to try to see if you can keep that chunk of the rule in place.
Yep. And so right now what the EPA is doing, it's soliciting feedback on what was good about the Trump rule, what was bad about the Trump rule, what was good about the Obama rule, what was bad about the Obama rule. So we're going to be talking about all of that in our comments. So there's, in addition to those listening sessions, there's an open comment period right now that they're soliciting information on. So we'll be providing comments to them as well.
Long fight ahead.
It's a long fight, and there's lots of pieces to it to make sure that we're all talking from the same playbook as the cattle industry and hitting the right notes and telling the different parts of the story depending on where you are in the country. So we really need our state affiliates and our grassroots producers to engage and to submit feedback and comments to these agencies, so they know that this continues to be a big issue for us. We need to make sure that we don't have a rule come out of this process that's like the 2015 rule, which had the potential to put people out of business and impact just about every feature in cattle country.
Chief Environmental Counsel, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager, on the battle ahead regarding navigable waters. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Pieper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.